is Jim Speary. It's March 7th, 2012, Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a warrant officer, pilot with the New Mexico National Guard, who happens to be from Las Cruces. Sir, please tell me your name.
Daniel Nicholas.
May I call you Daniel?
Yes, sir.
How old are you, Daniel?
36.
You had to think about that?
Yeah. I want to be younger than that.
Don't we all? I want to be 36.
Yeah.
Tell me your experience about being in the New Mexico National Guard. How long you been in?
I've been in the National Guard, the New Mexico National Guard, for about 4 years now. I'm a prior Air Force guy in the Air Guard, New Mexico Air Guard, and then I did some time in the Navy as well.
Okay, so like, what are you gonna do next? Coast Guard?
No, I think I'm very happy flying and lucky, fortunate to where I am right now. So I'll stick it out here.
So you have a pretty long military career. When did you first join the military?
1994.
Okay, so we're coming up on 20 years soon.
Yes, sir. Actually, 18 years in October.
Yeah, so. But who's counting, right?
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about your deployment here and what you do. Have you been to all the locations, including Edinburgh?
Yes, I have. I started off in Delaram, did the summer in Delaram, then went back to Dwyer for about a month. Been to Edinburgh from October till about February, and then now I'm back in Dwyer and did a couple weeks down in Payne, so I pretty much hit almost all of them.
Your time here in Edinburgh, I've been told, and Edinburgh is where the war's at. Have you deployed before to overseas?
No, not in combat theater. When I was a Navy guy, I did a couple of cruises.
Tell me a little bit about the time at Edinburgh and how it has shaped the rest of your life.
Well, Edinburgh is, I guess it's a little different from the rest of the places I've been to. It's from my experience, it's been very rewarding yet very frustrating at the same time, and it's been really a heck of an experience. I guess here you kind of gotta be on your game. You know, there's no there's not a whole lot of room for error, and I guess I did the best I could, and the injuries of course are a little more severe here than the other places that I've been to, and hopefully we really did some good for the Marines.
It's a unique mission here where the Army is supporting the Marines. Everybody seems to just gel like nowhere else that I've ever seen before. In all of your career, would you say that your time here at Edinburgh, where does that rate?
In my military career, probably the top for contributing, learning, being part of something. I really appreciate the relationship that we've had with the Marine Corps, with the Army, since my history, you know, being in the Navy and then the Seabees, and my grandfather was in Guadalcanal. So to me, it's really kind of a big deal, and I mean, I'm very fortunate to be part of this. So
I'd like to talk a little bit about that top experience. And for the people listening, what it's like to pick up a fellow Marine, fellow brother in combat, and participate in actually saving his life when he's got extensive injuries. How does that affect you for the rest of your life, and what will you take back from that with the rest of your career ahead of you?
Well, I guess there's been a lot of times where I've been at a POI on the LZ, and things are very chaotic, and you see a guy sweeping for mines right next to your aircraft, and following him is a stretcher with one of your fellow countrymen and service members that are going to be affected for the rest of their life, and as well as their family. So to me, it's very emotional, yet at some time I have to kind of click out of that and concentrate at, I got a job here to fly this aircraft, and I got a crew and a patient now, and, let's get the heck out of here before, anything else becomes a little hairy. And I just kind of revert to that. What do I need to do to get out of here fast, efficiently, safely? So, but yeah, it's, for me, it's an experience that has its ups and downs, like a roller coaster, you know.
The next group is coming in at some point in time in the near future. What would you piece of advice would you want to give to the next warrant officer that will be flying similar type missions that you learned that maybe you weren't aware of, nobody told you? What positive piece of information would you give to the next guy coming, taking over the stick from you?
I guess the big thing that I really think of is, out here, posture yourself for the mission. You know, you got to be thinking about this mission all the time. And I know, you know, sometimes that overtakes you a little bit, but think about the mission. And just because you've been doing this for a couple of months or a few months and you think you kind of know it, you know, things get thrown at you really quick. So,
fair to say, always expect the unexpected.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's a good policy to go on, you know.
Do you have family back home?
I do, yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, my beautiful wife, Katie, we just got married just before we came out here. And she's got two little kids that I kind of have been attached to now, Drew and McKenna. You know, they're 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they're just great. And through this whole thing, since I've pretty much been in the Army here, we haven't been able to spend a whole lot of time together, but just looking forward to it this when we get back.
Other than your wife and family, what's the one thing you miss about being gone from Las Cruces?
Well, I'll tell you, just being in America, you know, I mean, you take a lot of folks back home, I believe, just take a lot of things for granted, you know, and that stuff, we take for granted our security, running water, sidewalks, paved roads, just all those, you know, I mean, a grocery store full of food whenever you want. So all those little things, you know, you got to step back once in a while and take an outside look in and say, you know what, things ain't so bad, you know. So I just miss those things, you know.
The simple things.
The simple things is definitely, those are the simple things.
One final question. You got a favorite restaurant there in Las Cruces?
Las Cruces. Actually, I've been away for so long. It's in Mesilla.
La Posta?
No, not La Posta. It's Andales.
Andales. Ah, so maybe if we could get Andales to come to the table and get you a good meal when you come home, you would appreciate that?
That'd be great, but I don't expect it. That's okay.
Well, didn't you just tell me expect the unexpected?
Yeah, that'd be nice, but that's, you know, in Mesilla Valley Kitchen, I love the breakfast. I look forward to that. Can't wait to get a good breakfast there, too. So.
All right, there you go.
I'll definitely be there.
All right, Mr. Nicholas, I know you're busy. You're swapping out aircraft here and heading back to another location. I appreciate you taking time to speak with me, and safe flying.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's good to see a gentleman from back home. So thank you very much.
Thank you. This is Jim Speary with Warrant Officer Nicholas from Las Cruces, New Mexico, here at Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, March 7th, 2012.